It's Monday, July 7th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Two drivers named from a fatal crash near Baldwin on Friday. Many rural fire and EMS departments continue to struggle with shortages in staffing and funding. New tax cuts will average $180 in savings for Wisconsinites, and the grouse hunt returns after a seven-year hiatus. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Names released of the two drivers killed in a head-on collision near Baldwin on Friday. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office identified the drivers as 18-year-old Cody W. Classy of Emerald and 24-year-old Maxwell L. Kruger of Baldwin. Authorities said Classy was driving west on County Highway Double D north of Baldwin when his Chevy Cruze collided with an eastbound Chevy Equinox driven by Kruger. The crash happened just after 4 a.m. Friday and was alerted to police by an automatic crash notification from a cell phone. The drivers died at the scene and were the only occupants in the vehicles. The incident was under investigation. A new report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health highlights the struggles rural fire and EMS services are facing. Rural EMS Program Manager James Small says nearly half the departments in the state aren't able to respond to calls with a basic level of firefighting.
They're relying on mutual aid for that. And that puts a lot of pressure then on the neighboring agencies to then help fulfill that request. Almost everybody's having this issue with the declining number of volunteers and a lack of financial resources.
Small says regionalizing or consolidating fire and EMS services could help address the issue. The state budget includes $1.3 billion in tax cuts. Bob Haig tells us more.
The tax cuts were a signature part of the budget compromise between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature. The state's second lowest tax bracket is expanded to include single filers and heads of household earning up to $50,480 and jointly filing married couples earning up to $67,300. Evers signed the budget early last Thursday morning following a marathon legislative session. His office estimates state taxpayers will see an average savings of $180, with most of the reductions going to filers with incomes of less than $20,000. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Last week's ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 1849 criminal abortion law, which had been interpreted as banning all abortions. Michelle Veliquez with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says abortion remains a highly personal and complicated decision.
People at the center of these decisions know what is best for their health, for their families, and for their futures. They deserve the autonomy and dignity of making those decisions without interference.
On the other side of the issue, Pro-Life Wisconsin says its organization will continue the fight to outlaw abortion without exception, pass a personhood amendment enshrining the right to life in the Wisconsin Constitution, and enact pro-life, pro-family legislation. A Marquette Law School poll on the question from September 2022 had about 68% of respondents saying abortion should be legal in all or most cases. A sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held this fall for the first time since 2018. Sean Maloney tells us more.
State biologists noticed a steady decline in grouse population numbers beginning in the 1990s. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, federal agency staff, and interested conservation groups have spent the last several years increasing habitat restoration work on both public and private land. That's led to renewed growth in the sharp-tailed grouse population. An application period is open until August 1st for entry into a limited drawing lottery. More info can be found on the DNR's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.